No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Reminder, we announced it last segment for the last hour, but we will have Governor Pillen in here tomorrow at 7 a.m.
We got it
on the show.
We got kind of dressed up.
I was going to say, should we put a suit on?
No.
You don't think
That'd
so?
That'd be weird.
I think we
can
wear polos.
He won't be in a suit. He won't be in a suit.
No.
Polos, though. Okay, I'm gonna dress it up. I'm going to dress it up
a little bit. You can
wear a polo? Wear a polo, I think.
You don't have to.
I think I'll feel better. Maybe not. We'll see. But it is. It's the governor.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. He's coming on our show.
Yeah, I was just thinking about what am I going to ask him? I don't know. I got to think.
Will it be a Columbus question?
Maybe.
Anything?
Maybe.
That's the bridge being blown up.
We do want to address the bridge, don't we?
Yes.
Yes.
That yeah. Ben was too good to go cover.
I don't know much. I'll just tell you, I don't know much about his Columbus background. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like we're the same age. Mm-hmm. He's way, the governor's quite a bit older than I am. So I don't, he is.
He's
a good 20 years old.
Use the word way.
Wait, he's not almost 80.
Oh, maybe not.
Are you kidding me? Pillen is not 79 years old. No way.
Is he 70?
Yeah.
Check his age out.
I
tell you, he's not 79 years old.
You thought
old,
he was 80. You thought, Governor Murrell, that'll come up on the show tomorrow. Simple set thought you were 80 years old. That's going to come
think
up
he's
tomorrow.
71.
69.
Okay.
You thought he was 79. I said, there's no chance in the world he's almost 80.
He's
years
almost
old.
80, he said.
Wait a second.
Okay, man. That's going to come up. Okay. We're going to have to bring that
Wait
up.
Wait a second. But that's 11 years. I mean, it's not like we ran around together.
So he would not have been at the Kiss concert at the Neighbors.
not at Mike Reiser's.
No. And we talked about that photo yesterday. You talked to Mike Reiser last night, right?
Yeah, Mike Reiser sent a photo. He sent a photo. Mike Reiser was, he lived across the street from me.
Mm-hmm.
So he had the
and
Kiss
they
concert.
Had the Kiss Army.
He charged for the concert.
He charged for the concert.
That photo he sent me, if you notice, looked like they were in their 20s.
I was going to say, when I saw it too, I was like, when we did this, we were in our youth.
They
like
were
Reiser
too.
Was doing this. It looked like he was 22.
No. Reiser also did it as a youth. It just carried on. Yeah.
We didn't continue on with this. I wasn't in grad school doing a garage concert with Kiss.
Reiser Mike.
Yes.
Just turned 60. Happy birthday. I'm going to wish him a public happy birthday. He was an incredible neighbor. He had brothers and sisters, and it was a great setup for us. And he just celebrated his 60th birthday, Jake. And he sent a picture of he and another guy that were in the Kiss Army.
I've got the photo.
Jake, just bear with us.
I didn't see that picture.
Well, I sent it to Bill last night.
Again, I didn't see the picture.
Hey,
I missed that one.
We have our own. Hey, you guys text
that's
each other
true.
Without
we do.
Me.
We have
let's,
some
don't get
separate
all sensitive
chance.
Here.
What's just true?
Plus, yeah. You're really not. You didn't really understand the
that's
Kiss
fair.
Army like we do.
That's fair.
It's
that's
not
fair.
Quite the same.
Jake, don't feel. But
someone says in the text line, I think Sip should dress up in his wind pants and tank top tomorrow for the governor here.
You're the best.
I got those wind pants hanging out. I thought about wearing them yesterday because it was cool out.
I'd love to see them.
What is wrong with the wind pants?
They're just a different look.
Really?
We need to ask Reiser's
I
age
wear
in,
him.
That, in that photo.
Oh, yeah. Mike Reiser.
He looked like he was in his 20s. It really did. So I want to get to the bottom of that.
I like that you almost feel like you know him.
Yes.
I would like it.
I feel like it. Well, when you're both in the Army, yeah. It's a brotherhood. Yeah. It's a brotherhood that goes on forever.
His dad worked at the feed. Part of what he did was involved going to feedlots. I think he was a cattle buyer. And his car smelled so bad.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. It was. When you opened it, like, they would warn you.
Yeah.
Now, just get ready. This is bad.
Yeah.
It was, by the way, Monte Carlo. So
I love those.
He was a cattle buyer that drove a Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo is a huge hood.
Yeah,
huge. They had a huge hood.
It was a sweet Monte Carlo. Yeah. Reiser right now, if he's listening, would not.
Did it have Kreger's on it?
No, it didn't have Kreger's. Right. It was, he was a cattle buyer. He wore boots. He was a grown man.
He's a grown man wearing Kiss makeup.
No, this was the father. This was the father, Irv.
Okay. I didn't know it was Irv.
Yeah.
I don't think he made that very clear. Oh.
No, Mike was not a cattle buyer.
Okay.
His dad was a cattle buyer.
But Irv never put on Kiss makeup, to your knowledge.
Oh,
and was in the band.
God, no.
Okay. I wanted to know.
No, Irv looked like Glenn Campbell. Amazing, yeah. Jake, I'm
lineman
sorry.
For the county.
I don't know where we going down.
I tell you what,
I
like Glenn Campbell is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, Columbus lore. Well, I mean, the reason we went down that rabbit hole is because the governor's coming in. He's from Columbus. Yes. I wonder if he would know the Risers. I don't know that. We'll ask him that.
Well, he probably does.
A lot of questions.
I'll just see if he knows all the people I knew.
Here's
the Risers.
You know the Risers. How about
check.
You know the Babkas. Do you know the Zoras? Do you know the Lewises?
We had the corner.
10 minutes later, do you know these guys? Zorowski.
Do you know the Zorowskis?
You know the Martins.
I wonder if he would know Frank Zorowski. Yeah. That's a good question.
We had the corner of all corners. We had everyone up and down the street. It was all kids. There'd be time on the corner that there might be 25 of us.
Same.
Age about 7 to 18, and then everyone would be outside.
100%.
And everyone hung at the Christensen corner, and that was where Brett Wall was at, Bobby Getzmeyer, Kevin Callahan, us, the Grothies were just down the street, the Kints were just down the street, the Glissmans were nearby, Duke was up there. I mean, everyone was in this. I mean, there'd be times there might be 25 to 30 kids on the same corner on a Thursday night in the summer.
Now, we didn't have a corner, but it was a similar.
We had a corner.
Yeah, it was a similar setup. Did you play kick the can?
What's that? Didn't play kick the can. Played a lot of. There was a lot of hide and go seek within a block.
Okay, we did that.
One block. Here's the break off. Here's the break off.
Kick the can is kind of like hide and go seek. Yeah. You're trying to get to the can.
Yeah, it's a good big.
What a concept.
What a concept.
Kick the can. Get to the can. Thank you. 464-5685. No, you did.
The governor's coming in.
He'll be here tomorrow at 7.
Yeah, he's coming in. He's from Columbus. There's a lot to talk about.
I keep seeing all these preseason polls. Bill mentioned the coaches poll out yesterday. I saw Joe Klatt. I saw Brett McMurphy.
Yeah.
And I help me out with this, guys. Maybe I'm off. Maybe you guys agree with it. I don't understand the Michigan hype this year. They're seen as 11th or 10th in a lot of these different polls. Top 10 team. Last year, they went 8-5. Rough year before they finished strong with Ohio State and Bama wins. Those are great wins.
That's a lot of it.
I will not take those away. Those were phenomenal wins for the program. But they otherwise were underwhelming following their national title the previous year. Sherrone Moore is not Jim Harbaugh. Not the same kind of aura. Not the same coach. Won't even be here in Lincoln when they're playing that game.
He's not here.
He's not going to be here.
He took that game off. Which is remarkable.
Are you guys in line with... I do not buy Michigan this year. I cannot put them in the top 10. I don't see them as a great team this season.
Well, the reason you would look at them, if you want to build a case for 11 returning starters, and they beat Ohio State with a walk-on quarterback.
Jeez, Jake.
So whoever they have at quarterback will be much better than what they had last year. So that'd be redeeming qualities for them. I've understood they did hit in the portal pretty decent on a few spots, and I think they've recruited fairly well. That would be the reason you would say it. Can they replace those D linemen they lost? I think that'd be
two first round picks. Kenneth Grant.
No, they don't. No,
Mason Grant.
They're not going to have two first rounders on the D line.
Good God.
So that's incredible.
They're going to be way better at quarterback, I bet. Yeah. Way better.
No matter who they put out there, true freshman or
Mikey Keene.
Doesn't matter. They're going to be better at quarterback.
There's a huge unknown there, though, because if it's Underwood, you don't – I mean, maybe he'll be really good. Maybe
we'll – I still think he'll be better than what they had.
Well, yeah, I think
but,
so, too.
But, he's a huge unknown.
Yep.
I think they're way better with Keene to start off with and have a package of plays where the freshman's going to be like, hey, third series, it's your series. You're going to go in.
It sounds like they're going with Underwood out of the gate.
Yeah, I don't know for sure. Just remember – with Harbaugh, and he's been trained under Harbaugh. Harbaugh would let this stuff bleed forever. Just remember the year that they went and got beat in the playoffs. They played both quarterbacks. They one started one game,
yeah.
One started the next game, and they kind of went from there. They pretty much knew who that JJ was probably the best quarterback, but that played out all the way into the season before they made that decision. Mm-hmm. So I think Sharon Moore is going to be it's going to play out for a while. I don't think they mind that.
Is there any chance that Sharon Moore be better than Jim Harbaugh?
No.
I'd say no.
No.
I'd say no.
No shot.
Jim Harbaugh is an elite coach in the game. He's won in the NFL. He's won in college football. Sharon Moore got promoted to head coach at Michigan. I understand that you have to be a coach at some point to get there. But Jim Harbaugh has been borderline elite every year. He's been a coach.
The question that you have about Michigan is what are they like up front. Are they typical Michigan up front?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
They're not always. There's a period where Michigan wasn't very good up front.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's not, you can't just say, well, it's Michigan, they're going to be good up front. I don't know. There's been years where they weren't.
You can say the same thing about Ohio State.
Yeah.
And they lost everybody.
Yes.
And they're like number two in the country.
I know.
They're starting a quarterback that's never played.
I know.
They're starting. Both running backs drafted, gone. Their whole defense drafted. Yes, they have Caleb Downs back, and they have
Jeremiah Smith.
Jeremiah Smith back. I agree with that, but they lost everybody.
They lost a lot, but there's a guy that emails me named Ross, who's an Ohio State fan. And one day I was going down the road that you're going, and I got an email from him and said, "You better be careful. They are loaded." He says,
"I kind of believe, but you'd have to agree. You'd be like, okay, they've lost a lot of players,
personnel.
And they're second." And they're second.
McMurphy, I saw, had him sixth.
Ohio State?
Yeah.
And McMurphy had also, Bill mentioned yesterday on the show, Georgia. No one talking about Georgia. He had Georgia number one. Clatt had him seventh. Joe Clatt had him seventh. And McMurphy had Georgia number one.
No one's talking about Georgia.
No,
how about today? Do
still,
we talk about Georgia
no,
today?
No.
No. No one's
Clatt's
saying a word.
Clatt's a Big Ten honk. He's a Big Ten honk. So he's going to have Georgia low. Too low. Who's he have number one?
I think he had Penn State.
Oh, shocking. Which is fine. I'm fine with Penn State number one. I don't know that I'd put Georgia number one, but that's low for Georgia. Come on.
Let me check real quick.
He's a little bit low. But anyway, like I said, those...
Yeah, he had Penn State number one. Joel Klatt did. Penn State 1, Texas 2, Ohio State 3, Clemson 4, Oregon 5. So three Big Ten teams in the top five per Joel Klatt.
So is it week two this is when Oklahoma plays Michigan? That'll, yeah. That'll be a must-see game.
Oh,
wow. Just first of all, just the beauty of seeing those two teams warm up. Just to watch
and play.
That. And then watch them play. It's like, wow.
Hey, I mean, Bill, those games that we get nowadays where you get like Michigan going to USC in the regular season.
It's phenomenal.
I remember Penn State going to USC last year on that Saturday afternoon. It was
unbelievable.
Beautiful.
How about seeing Oregon go to Penn State this year?
It's amazing.
It's going to be phenomenal. Football's gotten better for that reason.
That's the thing. I feel like I make a distinction with college football right now. The off season you don't have to agree. It doesn't feel like there's as much off season juice, but I think the juice during the season is the same.
I think this has been the first opening weekend ever. It's 1-2 in most polls. Texas, Ohio State are 1-2 in a lot of polls.
It gives me the chills.
1-2. I mean, and right away, you can say what you want. If you lose the game, it will matter.
Oh, God, yes.
Because it's not like...
Losses matter.
Can they still easily get in? They can, but last year, no one with three losses did.
So if you can afford one conference loss.
So right now, you're going to have one. LSU and Clemson will have one. Yeah. Now, the plus side of these games are they're not in conference.
Right.
So the first thing you say is, don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
Win our conference. And we're gold. We're still going to be a.
You know, though, Bill, nobody in Ohio State says don't worry about a loss.
No, I agree with that. But I'm just saying. But you don't have to. It doesn't.
Maybe in the
you.
Program they can say that a little bit.
You have a comeback like, okay, we're undefeated in the league still. No. That's what matters.
I hear
the league.
You. I know.
But
I know.
No, it matters. Yeah, it's a big matter.
I mean,
it
think
really
about
is.
Just the Ohio State Texas game in the context of Arch Manning.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already sort of an American phenomenon.
Do you have the audio?
Now, let's see what it looks like.
Which one? I don't have it pulled up.
Oh, dang it. I love this.
And Nebraska and Arrowhead is a huge game, too. It's a monster game. I mean, I'm glad they're playing it. I'm glad they're playing it in Arrowhead. And it's big for Nebraska. Probably big for Cincinnati, but real big for Nebraska. Are you okay over there?
I'm trying to find this real quick. I got it real quick here. Here you go. Arch Manning.
Yeah, I got really good friends, good family to keep me grounded, keep me honest. Whenever I'm acting like a turd, they tell me. So I think that's good to have those people around you for sure. Yeah, we were playing golf the other day, and I complimented him in my own shot, and they're like, what the hell is wrong with you?
I just love him so much from that one.
You're a turd.
You use the word turd. And then he's talking compliment your own shot.
What
the hell's wrong with you?
Good family to keep me grounded, keep me honest. Whenever I'm acting like a turd, they tell me. So
that's so good.
Arch.
If that right there doesn't up your stock with that man, I tell you what.
It does.
It does. I instantly went from, and he's never said anything that's not. Mm-hmm. I really haven't. He's just been, this guy is like,
he can
wow.
handle it.
Yeah, he can handle it.
He can handle
and
it.
And there's going to be something going on. And I tell you, we think... the part's going to be interesting with these games that are so great on paper is we think it's going to be what? Epic games. There's a chance or not.
Not right, very good. Not a very good chance.
So there's a chance. It could be a 21-point win. Someone could win by 21, and who knows what happens.
I think Ohio State, Texas will be close.
I think it's the this has been talked about before, and I agree so wholeheartedly that the stuff that goes on over in Ireland, I want games over there, and I want that early game. But I want it to be whoever. I don't want it to be a conference game.
Oh.
The chance, the reason that, for Iowa State, Kansas State not to be played on a campus stinks. Absolutely stinks. That game should be on. Because no matter where it's at, that's a big game.
It's a huge game.
It's a huge game. Wherever they're going, it's sold out and it's going to be nuts.
Those teams both think they can win the Big 12, and rightfully so. They're both ranked preseason.
And so I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it in Ireland. I want to see. The game I want to see is like, it's like, okay, it's kind of an odd game, it's an out of conference game. Mm-hmm.
Like it in Ireland.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, though.
It's a good game. So
it's a great
fun.
Game.
It's a great game, but I'd rather see something else. Hmm. I'd much rather see something else.
Yeah, they have sort of odd matches.
I want conference. I want to see campuses. Campuses a buzz is fun. That is a cool vibe, especially Iowa State, right, Steve?
Iowa State. No, it's fine.
Good family to keep me grounded, keep me honest. Whenever I'm acting like a turd, they tell me. So
I like the last part.
I think that's good to have those people around you for sure. Yeah, we were playing golf the other day, and I like complimented my own shot, and they're like, "What the hell is wrong with you?"
So funny.
He offered up a vignette. Yes. It was amazing.
I got to play this one time too. This is from Rich Rod yesterday. Rich Rodriguez.
Job help? Do you want financial help? I mean, we got cold tubs, hot tubs. I mean, we even got an ice cream machine. We just got it yesterday.
Just got it yesterday.
You know, maybe 2 days before we get it all cranked up. But damn, this stuff, I mean, it's top level stuff, man. An ice cream machine, free. And probably even have the sprinkles to put on it.
Oh, thank you for football.
You put two words together very well there. Yeah. I've never heard it spoken like, but damn.
But damn.
He almost said it one word.
One word, but damn.
But damn.
That was so good. Thank
I really
you,
liked
football.
Rich Rod. I had no
football.
Idea how much I liked Rich Rod.
We didn't know how bizarre he was.
I've
never seen him have a quote
I didn't
like
really
this
know.
Before. It two
also,
of them.
It also tells you the power of football. Over 3 weeks out from the first game, imagine that in basketball. Is anybody getting that sort of...
I don't know. Maybe.
3.5 weeks out, basketball, someone getting that kind of play?
If
no, they're not.
Duke, maybe.
I don't know. It might have to be something really special.
I think you're right, but I don't want to just...
I mean, right now, we're listening to everything. There's some good stuff.
But damn.
But damn. Yeah, who's going to say but damn like that? And it's like, no. It's not going to happen. God, Rich Rod, thank you.
Rich Rod. Never. I had no idea he was like that.
Before we get to break, if you are looking for a place to help with all your Apple products in Lincoln or Kearney or Hastings or GI.
Where are you going?
One stop. Computer hardware, 45 years in business since 1980. They fix all things Apple watches, computers, phones, and more. You can buy product there. You can sell product there. They'll fix everything. You can buy everything there. So please go see Trip and the Squad just south of 70th and O here in Lincoln or in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Trip fixes stuff so fast he had time to play golf with Jake.
That's true.
Think about that. Just put that into your head right now. Yep. He's the number one computer hardware store in the state, and he has time to play golf because how efficient he is.
Can he Thank crank you, one off the tee
it.
Box?
Yeah. Can hit it.
I bet he can
he
hit it.
He crank it 250?
Yeah.
Yeah.
200?
Yeah. 200 to 250, yeah.
He's a
yeah.
young man.
Yeah. Yes. He can hit got it. Some skill.
He's virile. Yeah.
He's got-
Jake is really... Jake does. I don't know if that was what I was thinking. Jake is hard pressed to throw out a lot of compliments in golf. He doesn't throw out.
Oh,
he doesn't. He,
you're right.
He doesn't.
Nick,
he doesn't.
Nick hit the driver really well yesterday.
He holds
Swim.
Back.
Swim did?
Swim can hit the driver a long ways when he gets a hold of it.
Can he?
Yes. Yeah. He hit two really long straight drives.
Are you going to talk golf with the governor?
You think he plays golf?
I don't know.
You can ask him, I guess.
He's pretty busy.
I can't believe he plays a lot of golf.
He's got a lot going on.
He was a hog farmer, right? Yeah. I doubt he plays a lot of golf.
Imagine running a complete, like a... hog universe and then also being the governor. That's a lot.
It's a lot. I don't think he's playing a lot of golf.
When we come back, Mike McDaniel remains
oh
weird.
Oh my God.
And weird. We'll discuss that next and really breaking the ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.